Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 27th.
It is.
Yeah, it's rent is coming even, up again.
Is it? Yeah. I'll be hearing from my roommate very soon.
Soon everybody will not be paying the rent on the 1st, right?
Not.
Nobody fucking has money.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They said they would help, but they're not helping.
Yeah, I thought, where's our second stimulus check? Weren't we supposed to have a second one?
Maybe.
I heard. Maybe, I heard.
I know. I heard.
And I'm ready for it, so.
I know, but the problem is that a lot of people are not working. Even a little help, even those $1,200 checks, that's not enough, you know?
Yeah, it's already gone.
Yeah, you know. Bye. Exactly. So I don't know what they're going to do about
if they did one a week, that would be sweet.
Yeah. I know. But most people can't pay, and I think they made it a law. I don't know if it's a law or whatever, a decision to freeze the rent payments. I don't think it happened. I mean, they were talking about it, at least that landlords can't evict you during this time.
Okay.
But I haven't seen that happen. But I heard landlords making all kinds of threats to people. So
yikes.
I mean, I can understand them, you know. They
I mean,
need the
their
money
back
too.
Is up against the wall as well,
right? You
yeah
know?
So you have to hope whoever they have to pay,
yeah, which is the bank, because yeah, they have to pay mortgage.
So it really depends on the bank,
right? But and then ultimately on the government, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, but so. I don't know. I guess they're opening up some things. Casey told me they're opening up restaurants. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they opened. I know Mastro's in Thousand Oaks was open. The family that I work for went there Saturday night, and they didn't have to wear a mask. All of the employees
Saturday
wore a mask,
night?
Though. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was so, like, I'm good. I don't want to
yeah
go.
Yeah, that's before they allowed it, because I think if they permitted it, I read that Newsom, the governor, was going to announce it Monday, although I didn't hear anything Monday. But it makes sense that he may have said it on Monday. Now
yeah
they're opening up, which is cool, you know, but it's not going to be the same. I mean,
no,
they're going to put like tables apart from each other and you
yeah
know, things like that. It's not going to be the same. And with bars, forget about it. I don't even know how people are going to go to bars, what they're going to do if they can't communicate and socialize, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, what I also want to know is what kind of protection the line cooks are going to have. Not because I'm so worried. I mean, I am worried about what kind of contamination, like, line cooks could bring to it, but I'm more concerned with, like, their working conditions and having to work over. I mean, I've worked in restaurants for over a decade, and every restaurant, the line cooks are just sweating, and, like, their cheeks are pink, they're flushed, they're just busting their ass back there. And imagine having to do that with a mask on.
Oh, well.
You know, so yeah. I, my heart goes out to them.
So you're not going to restaurants anytime soon?
Probably not.
Oh, wow.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I know you've taken it hard. I mean, it hit you pretty hard, this virus.
I mean, I'm just prepared.
Right.
You know, it's not that I'm like freaking out or anything. I just I go with what my gut says.
You're being extra careful. I mean, I don't blame you, you know.
It's just my natural instinct. I'm already a careful person with germs, so this is just me taking it up like a step. I'm like, just get rid of the gloves and the mask, right, and I'm kind of like this anyway.
Yeah.
This is just how I've been raised. Naturally slightly neurotic.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, it's helping you now, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's coming to me for advice. I'm like, you guys all thought I was crazy for washing my hands so much. Who's laughing now?
I know. Oh, wow. What a world we've got now. Shit.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's like the traffic is heavy now again, but everything's closed. I don't understand. Where's everybody going?
Yeah.
That's one thing. Another thing is, if we're already out, you might as well open up the stores, you know? I mean, yeah. What the hell's going on? It's like so sad to see all these stores closed. I mean, places like, you know, like that I pass by them, like Ross.
Sure.
You know, I mean.
All the mom and pop shops, yeah. Like little hardware stores. Yeah. I was driving down Ventura the other day and all of these little shops were just closed or had right. like for sale or for lease rather.
Right.
It's sad.
It is. It is, you know. And then Hertz rent a car into bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I know.
I guess
they're number two, you know, and in car rentals, but
everyone does Turo now.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Have you used Turo before?
Yeah, I have. I have because I didn't. I don't like the cars that the rental companies give you. You know,
yeah, it's always some like beige tutor, and you're just like driving this like little car. It's like very bare bones
and brands you never heard of before. You know,
right? Totally. There's like, it's like manual roll down windows or something. Like everything is just the most basic. That's what I was surprised. My sister had bought a brand new Jeep, released a brand new Jeep, and they still have all manual controls inside. And you have to like bump up to the Rubicon if you want. And the Rubicon is like substantially more money to have any, to have like electric windows.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my sister has rolled down windows.
They still have manual windows?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When did she buy the car?
This past summer.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she got it last September.
She should have gotten a used car. If got a better
Yeah,
deal,
she's
you know?
Always wanted a Jeep Wrangler, like all her life. So
I know, but to go for the basic doesn't make sense.
It wasn't even the complete basic. It was like the middle one. But to go for the Rubicon, like Jeeps are already around like 30K for the most basic model. The Rubicon, I think, is like 50 or 60 or something.
Wow.
Because I was looking into Jeeps too because I'm like, okay, I haven't had a car in 6 years. I'm going to, let me see what I want to get, right? So I'm looking at Jeeps because I had so much fun driving her. She let me drive it all the time. I was like, this is so much fun. Gas guzzler, but so fun. And even a 20-year-old Jeep was $15,000.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Why am I going to buy
really?
It? Like a 19? I found a 1994 Jeep. It was $16,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that a Jeep costs 50, 60 grand. I mean, I never thought
I know.
It'd get that high. And that's a Wrangler, right?
It's a Wrangler.
I'm sure the Cherokees and stuff probably
way
cost
more.
More.
Oh, way more.
Wow.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was a bummer, but
yeah,
it's better with the LA traffic. I'm glad that I don't have to fill a Wrangler tank for sure. I'm happy with my 42 miles to the gallon Civic for sure.
Well, with Wrangler, actually, I can imagine manual windows. It's not like a luxury car, you know? I mean, it's
only the Rubicon is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The Jeep is more like rugged and stuff, you know? It's supposed
to be. I know, but like, give me a.
You know that they only used to use it for military, you know?
I know, but geez, you know, the last time I saw a manual roll up window, I was in my mom's 89 Volvo wagon like 15 years ago.
Volvo wagon. Yeah, I remember those.
That thing had the back seat in the trunk
that
folded down. And of course, we were a family of five. So we'd drive to Cleveland, where my mom's from. And my brother and sister in the back seat. And then, of course, I'm in the trunk with all the luggage my whole life. And I'm just, like, sitting there. And you face out towards the traffic.
Towards the traffic.
And so everyone's, like, waving at you for, like, an eight-hour car ride. And I'm just like, like, I don't want to wave anymore.
Oh, good.
Like, imagine me.
It's like going on the train or on the bus where the seat is the wrong way. You know?
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
And then when you wanted to sleep, I remember it had a really stiff seat belt. So I would just have to sleep, like, hanging over it. And then I'd always, like, wake up and I'm like, my neck.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, in a few minutes, I'm going to have a friend call in to whom I haven't talked to in a long time. She, her name is Leah, and she used to hang around the station a lot. She was somebody's guest, and then we became friends, and she became on my show, other shows. She was even here, like, guest co-hosting sometimes when you see, you don't take a lot of time off, but some people have.
Yeah.
And I had to find a replacement, you know, when they go for a few days.
Totally.
So she was always there and stuff, and we're going to talk. So she'll call in. I asked her to call in and stuff, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, I don't like to take a lot of time off. I like being here, so I'd rather be here.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and that way if I do take time off, I don't feel so guilty.
Yeah, that's true. But, and then I posted that compliment you got from a listener, which was cool,
right?
That was
so nice.
Wasn't that cool?
I read it. I was like,
ugh. I know. I mean, the guy says that Jen is better than a lot of other co-hosts, which is, that's a big deal, you
know?
That's
really cool.
Yeah.
I know. I screenshot it and sent it right to my mom. I was like, Mommy, look.
You look, Mom. They love me.
They love me. They really love me.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So a lot of people will probably be going to back to work. I mean, I heard also that the film industry is trying to figure out the rules now of how they're going to do things and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's going to be weird because in movies you have to get close, you know.
We were going to work on reshoots for that film that we shot, and so we were thinking about doing reshoots upcoming months, but most of the surrounding areas besides LA have started opening up for filming. LA is a few weeks behind.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
I know they're pretty strict here because, we got quite, how many deaths do we have here? Like
a lot. Let's check it out.
Several thousand.
How many deaths?
At least, right? I mean, if New York's got probably half of the country's fatalities, then we have more.
You said New York does?
Yeah, New York has like almost, I think, half or it used to.
Like okay.
Half of the total country.
I guess confirmed means cases. We have 90,631 cases and 3,708 deaths.
Mm. Okay.
So 3,700 deaths.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, them classifying every death as COVID and stuff. So I don't know you don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, the thing is, a lot of them are, they're considering them related. I don't know if it's specific deaths to COVID or if they're counting because a lot of cases, paramedics have been ordered not to bring, like if I had a heart attack in the studio right now and they couldn't revive me, they wouldn't take me back to the hospital. They have to revive me on site.
I see.
So if I would die here, I don't know if they would consider that due to COVID because it's because of COVID that I can't go to the hospital. But looking at the numbers for other places, like Orange County has 131 deaths. Like that's a much smaller amount than ours.
Yeah.
Riverside County, 270, San Diego County, 222, San Bernardino, 157.
Yeah.
Like these are dramatically less than we have.
Right. Yeah, I don't know who to believe anymore. There's so many conspiracy theories out there. And,
so many.
You know, and you don't know. And then they're saying that Fauci says don't wear masks. And then they're saying, well, it's an old tape.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying to wear masks and you don't know what the hell to do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the masks and all that stuff.
I say
just I've had it.
Use your instincts. Like for me, it's like if I have something and if I want to protect myself, wear a mask.
Right.
They say gloves don't really matter. You can just wash your hands. For me, I like to wear gloves because it's a reminder for me not to touch my face.
Yeah,
if I'm
yeah.
in the grocery store and I go to touch my face and I have this big pink glove on, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so for me, the gloves kind of help.
Yeah.
Plus, I get to take the glove off and just wash my hands like regular. I don't have to sit there and scrub for forever.
Right. Yeah. You know? I know. Excuse me. So far, the most I've been wearing was going to the grocery store,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I put on gloves and mask, putting gas in, I put the gloves on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a hot zone in these places anyway.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the part of the supermarket and the handle of the gas, you know, that's probably the most touched things, you know, that I see, but.
They've been sanitizing the carts pretty well. I don't know about other stores, but I know Costco and Whole Foods have been, and Trader Joe's have been my main sources. especially Whole Foods, I watch them sanitize everything down. And they have, at Costco, they have someone with, like, it looks like a jet pack. And they have this hose, and they spray sanitizing liquid all over everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, man, that's crazy.
I know. My friend, oh my gosh, I wanted to show you this. My friend sent me a video because he had a robot. He lives in Hollywood. He had a robot deliver food to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. Wow, the front door of the building.
Yep, the robot. It's a little square robot on wheels.
Yeah, it looks like, what's his name?
You have to say hello to it, and then it opens. It has little eyes and everything.
Wow. I can't believe this. And where did it come from?
A restaurant.
It drove all the way from the restaurant?
Yeah, he said the little robots are riding all around Hollywood.
Like Hollywood and yeah. stuff? Wow.
Look at that.
I know.
That's the future right there.
That's the future. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay,
well.
Here comes the phone call, so we're going to take it right now.
Great.
Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Jen. Go ahead.
Hi.
Good morning, Sam.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm well. How are you?
Doesn't she sound beautiful?
Yes.
She's very cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes. No, listen, I have heard the most beautiful things about your new co-host, and I cannot wait to meet her. She is absolutely adorable.
So,
I love your pictures together.
Oh, thank you.
You are the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I just got chills. That's so sweet. Thank you.
I can't wait to meet you. You have probably the world's greatest boss right now.
Aww.
Yeah,
thank you. I can't wait to meet you as well.
How are you guys?
Yeah. We're good. You know, I was telling everybody a little bit about you, that you used to be around here a lot and stuff. How long ago was that, Leah? Like a couple of years ago? It's been a while.
It was 3 years ago.
Three?
3 years ago. When my husband and I decided we were going to have more children.
Right.
Because of the nature of my Instagram and, like, you know, being a nude art model and everything else, I shut it down because people can be so hateful when women go to have children. Your body changes so much. And for me, it's a beautiful time.
Right.
I love it. And giving birth again and going through, I had two more children. Now I have four.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
she had two girls.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it's two girls, two boys now.
Yeah. And she remarried,
you know,
got, had two boys. Wow.
Wow, what are the ages?
Yeah, it was great. It was a great time. It was one of those things where it's like a decision where, you know, you just step back and you kind of focus on your family, because when your children are young, they really need you.
Right.
But Sam, I got news.
Yeah.
I'm in the works for a comeback, buddy.
What's that?
I am definitely working on my body now.
Oh.
I'm in the works for a comeback right now.
Oh.
I've been working diligently with Jake Campus Nutrition, who is in New Zealand and based out there. He has been helping me get my body back in a way that I never had it before.
Really?
You can find him on Instagram. He does online consultations. Yeah, his wife is a trainer, Jess, and she's great too. Does online stuff there. But I am working on a comeback. I am working on getting my children old enough. I'm finishing school. I bought some investment properties out here.
Wow.
And then I'll be back to see you. Don't worry. I'm not gone yet. It's just on pause.
Where are you located right now?
We're still in L.A. My husband
okay.
and I are still in L.A. I'm just in school full-time, too, to be an RN. So
right.
I kind of love doing a bunch of different things at once. I don't know
obviously.
What my problem is. I feel like I have to, like,
she's got four kids, and she's going to school.
I get to 4 o'clock, and I go for a run, and then I nurse my baby all night long. I don't know what my problem is, man. I have no idea. But I like
sometimes you just have the fire to do it, you know?
I know. I don't know where you get all that energy,
really?
Leah, but it's pretty cool, you know? Well, you're still young.
I mean, I honestly have the best support system. Like you, you're wonderful.
Yeah.
I love how we've kept in touch. Casey from the Mentality Show.
Yeah.
Casey?
Kept in touch.
Yeah, Casey. So. Yeah.
I love Casey.
Yeah,
I know,
everyone
we used
loves
to have,
Casey, man.
Yeah, of course. He's awesome.
He's the best.
So, yeah.
He's the best.
He is the best, yeah. And we're good friends. And we used to spend time together, you know? We're like socializing and
totally.
Stuff, you know? And I can't believe it's been 3 years already. So that's when you got married, right? 3 years ago?
Yeah, my husband and I are married 3 years ago.
Wow.
And you know, the second I found out I was pregnant, I shut down my Instagram with all the followers, everything, and just said,
Good for you. It's better.
You
It's better. Don't be on social media. It sucks anyway.
It sure can.
Tell Sam how I missed you. I love it so much. I love it. You know, honestly, I find some of the greatest connections in social media. I really do.
Really?
I kind of use it appropriately. I feel like it's a tool, and it should be used well. You should use it to network, and you should use it to people who inspire you, and you should be inspiring, and you should be uplifting.
Yeah.
And if you do it that way, I never mind being on there.
You know,
like when I had all those followers before, it was really rough with men. Go ahead, girl.
No, that's all good. I so get it. I have friends who talk about how much like their social media, you know, feed is kind of toxic and this and that. And For me, I have kind of weeded out of the things that make me feel shitty on my feed. Right. And I follow a lot of like comedy accounts and filmmaking accounts. Like I follow this one filmmaking account that shows you what it looks like. It's a split screen and half the screen is what it looks like on the monitor and what it looks like to actually film it. And so I try and follow all these like inspirational and fun and awesome things so that it's not a toxic environment. And I think it's important to stay in that place.
The way people speak to people that they've never met is almost crazy. Because, like, you know, obviously somebody who, you know, I began doing this before I met my husband, and that's kind of how we met. I met his sister that way. We became great friends. She introduced me to her brother. I married her brother. Now my best friend is my sister-in-law, which is a beautiful thing, and I'm so thankful. But, you know, like, those beautiful things have happened, but then there were people who would just say things like, you know, you're gaining weight, or I don't like the way this looks, or, you know, and it's just like you have to kind of, when you have a bigger following, you have to take a step back and just be like, that's someone's opinion. But they're also like on these accounts where it's like not even their real name, you know, and they don't have any followers. These people, and that you wonder, are they close to me? Are they not close to me? So it kind of, it makes your brain work differently. And I didn't have time for that with raising children. Yeah. I wanted to put all my focus on them and my husband and my investments for a while because, it can really, like, it's, I think for women, it's very difficult. I don't know if you would agree or not. But
I do agree.
With all the dick pics and everything, you know, it's hard to take anybody seriously. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we're held to a completely different standard, right?
Absolutely. And, like, I don't know. Sometimes like people will use like 18 different filters too. You know what I mean? And it's or, you know, like I never wanted my daughters to see me taking 100 pictures to get the right shot and then them kind of start to take that in too, because it really does give you, like, I know bulimia is a disease. I know, you know, anorexia is a disease. I know there's a lot of things, but I feel like there's a disease too, where women look at themselves through this like selfie lens. And they're like, this isn't pretty about me. I hate this about me. I hate that about me.
It almost creates dysmorphia.
I don't want my daughters to ever do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That never happened before social media. You know, I mean, now it's like you have such a huge audience that it can be both good and bad. You know?
I mean, it's similar to when you pick up your phone and you don't realize that you have like the camera on and facing you, and you look down and you get this like weird double chinned angle. And there's like, and I'm like, you know, I was like, and then it's stuck in your head for like a really long time, way too long, way longer than it should be stuck in your head.
At 3 a.m., you shoot up out of bed and you remember that one time 4 years ago, the reverse cam was on. Yeah. It's like absolute dog shit. And you're like, I can never forgive myself for this.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. Totally.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That's very cool. So,
listen, I had an idea for Sam. Let's do a dating show for Sam.
Yes. Girl. Oh, I'm so on with that. It'd be so fun.
Yes!
Can we?
I know.
We should have like a speed dating thing.
Well, but you'd have to find, you'd have to find some really exceptional women for me, you know.
Well, I think we could set it up on the show.
You think I don't know exceptional women?
What's that?
You don't think I don't know exceptional women? Damn,
well, I don't know. I don't know who you know.
We'll find you the mate.
So good.
We can do that without doing a dating show, game, something. You
incorrect.
Know?
We can document it or it didn't happen.
Definitely.
Well, we documented in pictures, but
the documentation generation prevails again.
Yes, 100%. I just feel like just Sam in general is a comedian. When he's doing anything, when he's ordering at a restaurant,
yes,
my favorite.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you love it?
What?
He's like funny. He's funnier when he's not trying to be funny at all. Like he'll just like, especially when he's pissed off about something. That's when he's the funniest.
They don't look funny.
Like, Sam is typical, like such like cute, precious. Like, he gets so flustered, and I just adore it. It's the cutest thing I've seen in my life.
We had a tech issue in the studio a few months back before Corona, and he was, swearing up a storm at the computer. He's like, fucking shit. Like, I was, trying so hard not to laugh.
Have you seen the Dolphin 3D printer yet? Because that's my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the 3D printer.
Yeah. He's not the same person.
That's true. We made you into a doll.
You did. You made me into a little figurine. And I was like, exactly. It was like this little blue blob. I was like, damn, dog. I don't want it. I was like the Statue of Liberty, man. I was like, I'm blowing up a wedding cake. It was a
You should see me get pissed this morning, and I was alone too.
Was it on the trading?
On the trading.
Yes.
Another bloodbath today.
Alone would probably be the best.
Exactly. Nobody has to know.
What were you doing? You were trading?
Well, I'm learning how to do day trading with stocks.
Investments, that's what I do, Sam, right now. I have a whole bunch of puts I just bought.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Call me.
Yeah, but no, listen, investment.
I just paid a whole bunch of money in the market.
But investment is different. Day trading is something that's pretty dangerous. It's like you buy and sell within minutes. You know, it's not something that you buy and you sit on it for a while. So it's pretty aggressive and that stuff. But so I'm still learning, and I'm on a simulator. And so thank God, you know, but
totally.
But, you know, when I read about it, they say, you know, you should be on the simulator for 3 to 6 months. And I'm going, nah, I can do it in like a couple weeks. No.
Yeah.
I love my Sammy. His mind won't quit, Willie.
I can't. Once
buy
I have
some puts and some calls. Actually, some calls right now would be better because I think the market's up. So you can buy some puts, you know, letting it know that, like, the market will tank again because the coronavirus is just out here killing our market. But there's no better time to invest in right now.
Yeah, let's invest in some delivery robots.
A lot of people are making a lot of money, you know. It's just a question of what you do with it, you know, and how you approach it.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm learning. I'm learning a lot about the psychology of this. So I won't feel like shit about myself, you know? Because, I mean,
white-collar gambling is all it is. It's a risk no matter what you do. It's white-collar gambling.
No, it's risk, but it's not.
That's what I like to call it.
But, Leah, look, it's risk, but it's not gambling because here, if you learn, it's like a profession. If you learn how to do it, I mean, the guy that I'm learning from who's got, like, this program on the internet and stuff, I mean, I've watched him trade every day, and already for the 38 straight days, he's been winning. And you can see that.
Yeah.
It's not like he's making it up.
Yeah.
So it's not gambling. You can learn how to do it.
Sure.
You know? But they're saying, you know.
Definitely a psychology to it, and there's definitely a mindset to it. But at the end of the day, like, you know, just like I said, coronavirus happened, and we would have never known that was going to happen. Boom, the market tanks. So it is a little bit of a gamble when you're putting your money and your faith into the stock, even if it's doing well.
Right.
You know, it could tank, but it's a lot of fun, though. I'm so with you on this, Sam. I can't believe we never talked about this before.
I would have come down today and had lunch
with you and talked about it. I love money. I love money when I can sit down and make it and just drink a cup of coffee. That's my favorite kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what confused me, because when I first started at the simulator, I'd make like $500 in 2 minutes. I'm like, wow, I could get used to this.
Yeah.
But you can lose the same amount.
And then you have a day.
The same amount of time. I mean, today, 15 minutes into it, I was down $800. And I'm following the guy, and he's winning.
It's a gamble, Sammy. Yeah. Gamble,
what's
know?
The biggest loss you've had?
As much as you don't want it to be, it's great, though.
Yeah.
I'm
so
proud of you. What a cool thing to get into. I thought you said training, like you were training for a marathon. I was like, what are you training for, Sam?
Oh, me? I don't work out at all.
Can't even get Sam to ride his bike.
I don't work out at all. In fact, I gave my bike to my son.
You gave it to your son?
Because I don't use it. But he's been riding long and far.
Riding a bike in L.A. is no joke, though.
Yeah.
They don't care out there.
Well, that's why I have him, you know, I told him go on the path on the beach and stuff. He went from Santa Monica to Huntington Beach and back. You know how many? It's like 25 miles. I mean, I go from Santa Monica to Venice, I get tired, you know?
That's a few hours, though. It's not bad.
Well, it
and
was
I'm
only a couple hours.
On the way there. I'm tired. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know how in the world you ride a bike that far.
I know. But he did. He's in good shape.
But they have that little path there, right there, don't they, from that connect the two beaches?
Right, right. Yeah,
I think I've ridden that path before. It's a nice one. It's right on the ocean, right on PCH.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it goes on and on and on.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So he went riding on that and stuff. But I'm in no shape, you know. But I'm thinking seriously of getting like a personal trainer who's going to keep me focused on this, you know.
Sure.
Because for fuck's sake.
Jake Campus Nutrition and his wife, Jess, if you think, I'm telling you right now, because it's at home. Mm-hmm. So you get these great programs. He's wonderful. He's got a body that won't quit, and so does his wife. Like, if you think he's like a brick house, that song, he's like a brick condominium. This man is huge. I mean, he's just ginormous, and he eats like 3,000 calories a day, and just, he did Mr. Olympia. His wife won all kind of titles in New Zealand. She does personal training online with or without a gym. She's gorgeous. There's nothing wrong with looking at a beautiful woman while you're working out and the pleasure of your own home. Go ahead, Sam. I'll link you up.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. It's not going to be a guy, believe me.
You're going to be a brick house when I come down there, aren't you? Or brick condominium, aren't you, Sam?
It's going to be someone I have to impress, you know?
My trainers have been men, so.
Jen gives you the nutrition advice, and she gives you the workout advice, but her body is just like... Yeah. It made me question my own sexuality, to be honest with you. I was like, damn, that looks great. You know?
Yeah. But, you know, I've gained some weight since I stopped smoking a few months ago. And
I was going to ask you, but I didn't want to ask you on air. I'm so proud of you, Sam.
Thank you. But no, I mean, I sort of like went into it without a choice because I don't know if you know, but I had a stroke back in October. Yeah,
what?
You don't know. We didn't talk that time.
Tell me?
Well, I don't know. We went. Yeah, we went in touch or whatever. But yeah. So at that point, the doctor said, if you keep smoking, you'll be right back in here. And I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. You know.
Yeah. And, no, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. But so I stopped the weed too, but that didn't last.
What a tough thing.
I know. And then I quit the weed, but then that didn't last very long. Because the virus came about, the virus came around, and I'm like, I gotta have my weed, man.
Hey, look, some people need to have certain things. I had it. This is so funny. Like a few days ago, obviously, I have four children now. I'm stuck in the house, bored. The TikTok song.
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm in the house, I'm stuck in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
I was with my girlfriend. My girlfriend literally texted me and was like, "Hey, do you want to come over and day drink?" And you know me, Sam, I barely drink. I'm not, when I used to work with Playboy and everything else, I would literally go for the food and I would come home. I'm not like a partier. I'm really not. You know what I mean? Like a party to me is a bagel in my bed and Netflix and chill. That's me.
Yeah.
But like my friend was like, "Hey, you want to come over and day drink?" We got a whole thing of like Costco's Tito's vodka. Sam, it was gone. I don't remember the rest of the night. I told my husband, he came and picked me up after work. But I don't remember the rest of the night. I mean, sometimes you just got to get messed up as America's checkbook. What can I say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just got to get day drunk. So
definitely. It's a whole other vibe than night drunk.
Yeah.
Really, it is. I don't know why, but I felt more like bougie. I was like, I got so much money, I'm getting day drunk.
Totally. Just put on like your longest silk robe and like walk by the pool holding like a giant glass of wine or a cocktail and a cigar.
There's just something about big glasses and a big cocktail and a big hat by the pool that makes you feel like you are a white woman in power.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
The largest Bordeaux glass ever.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I might have a baby and name it McKinsley or something crazy. You know what I mean? But that's the vibe that I feel. It was like that, like, big hat, big sunglasses,
yeah,
big drink. Shawty, what you think?
A son named Remington or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Name my son Tractor. I don't care. It's on Pinterest. I saw it.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So, Leah,
Sam, I couldn't be more proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you, the baby, how old is the baby now?
My baby boy is 9 months old.
Oh, 9 months. Wow.
Aww.
How
nine
cute.
Months. Yeah.
I know she posts pictures of all the kids. They're each cuter than the next, you know.
Yeah.
They're very cute. So I'm really happy for you, Leah.
I was lucky. I'll never have the pain of having an ugly child in my life.
So, yeah, there you go.
You know, like, I'll never know that pain. My kids are so cute and so sweet. They're just the coolest things ever. And my last one, my third is, like, he's Middle Eastern, okay? So my husband's Egyptian. And look, that little boy is so Middle Eastern. Just,
really?
I mean, will scream his face off. My fourth. Oh, man, what a love bug. Just always, like, my third will smack him in the face. He'll just smile while he does it. He didn't care. He didn't care. So, I mean, like, I got lucky with that one. But that third, I try to come see you. I couldn't even leave him. He just will scream the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
The things kids do. I nanny right now for a seven-year-old. And the most annoying thing she does, I'll be in the middle of something. She's like, Jen, look, 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 Jen, look, 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 Jen, look, 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 look. I'm like, oh, my God, stop telling me to look. Stop telling me to look. Every 5 seconds, look, I'm like watching the TV with her. We're watching Harry Potter. She's like, look, look. I'm like, I'm literally looking at the fucking screen right now.
Jeez.
That's exactly what I'm doing. You almost don't even have to instruct me because I'm actually already doing it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm watching it with you.
Yeah.
Yes. My daughter does the same thing. I have a 9-year-old, and she'll, like, I'll be talking to my husband, and she'll walk over to me, and she'll be like, Mom, Mom, Mom. And I'm like, no, this is not how this works. You have to wait 1 minute. But I'm really weird with my kids because I'm Southern. I'm not from here.
Right.
So my children have a chore chart. They have to earn their money. They have to earn their place here. Not that they don't have to, like, earn their place. I guess it's probably the wrong way to say. What I mean is, like, you want things here. You guys are old enough to take care of a lot of things yourself.
Yes.
I respect them, too. I give them their privacy, but I also give them responsibility because it's my job to make sure I have functional adults when they get older.
Yeah.
That's true, Leah.
So I make them accountable for all their stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I think staying at home is so important to me as a mother, is because it's my job to guide them, and I can't do it if I'm always away.
Right.
Yeah.
I know. And, you know, with my kids, we gave them everything. We didn't expect anything from them. And then they grew up spoiled, you know. They find it hard to adjust as adults, you know. I know that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
no,
good
these are my
you.
Retirement plan. No,
yeah,
no,
right?
Y'all need
yeah.
to grow up and get a damn job. Y'all need to go be doctors, lawyers, whatever else makes a lot of money, because whoever makes the most money, mommy's coming to live with.
Exactly,
mommy's
right?
Mommy's coming to live with you.
The last thing you need is a 25-year-old living at home who's asking how to use the laundry.
Right.
Hell no. My husband and I have a 9-month-old, but can't wait till they get out of the house. We talk about it every day. Every day we talk about it. We cannot wait till we are by ourselves. Every day. We'll look at each other in the night when they wake up. It's like, I love you so much. I love you too, baby. I can't wait till we're by ourselves and we get to, you know, actually do things by ourselves and I have a child in the room. Damn right. I can't wait either.
Right.
Like,
it's going to be a long time.
All the time.
It's a long wait. Hey, unless you can get some help.
I got to raise them right so that they,
yeah.
they grow up and they bring back their paychecks and do a good job as children.
True. And, you know, I mean, I'm thinking even if you get a babysitter or something, that's 4 kids they have to watch. I don't know that anybody can handle that.
I don't do that. Yeah. I'm really funny about my children. No one stays with my children but my in-laws.
Right.
My mom is in Alabama, so she's not here. But I don't leave my kids with anyone. My girls also don't spend the night out anywhere.
Right.
The world is a crazy place, and I don't ever want me to make a decision that's not good for them that impacts the rest of their life.
Right.
I trust people, but I don't trust them with my children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's my job to keep them close right now. There will be a time later in life where they will be gone, but I gave birth to them to raise them, to make them productive, to make them good kids. So that's kind of another reason I cut everything off, is because I devote all my time to them as it should be as a mother. So, you know, my husband, when he comes home, the same thing. I mean, I devote all my time to making sure right now that he has what he needs to go out and be successful in the world, do what he needs to do in a day. I pack his lunch every day. He has dinner when he comes home because it's a family. It's like he hates leaving and loves coming home.
Right.
And I love that about our marriage, you know.
Well, that's very good.
A lot of my friends' husbands hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're doing, and I'm glad. You know, he's very fortunate to have you. And I'm really glad to hear.
Say it loud, Sam, for the ones in the back.
Yeah. I'm really happy. I'm really happy for you, Leah, you know, because you deserve the best, really, you know.
Sam,
and you have a good.
You do, too. You are
you have
such a,
great,
a sweet, wonderful, perfect man. I got to find you this mate out here, Sam. I'm looking every day.
I know. But,
I really
Leah, it is the age, okay? Believe me, it is the age.
Yeah.
If
I was younger, I would have no problems whatsoever, I'm telling you. So, let me just.
No.
Let
Not
me just.
True, I think, Sam, how old are you?
I'm 60. I just turned 60 this month.
Sammy, I missed your birth. Jesus, I got to come out for sure now. Listen, before, like, I dated someone who was like 58 when I was probably 26.
I know, but that's you.
No, I'm saying it happened, Sam. You got to just find somebody. Like, we're going to get you a woman. No,
where am I going to find the woman? Where am I going to find a 26-year-old?
Not with that attitude.
On this, I know. Show that we're going to create for you.
Law of attraction is real.
Yeah. I figured Jen has had enough of me complaining about my age. But you know what? It does play a big part in my life because I feel I've sort of like been pushed out of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, you know,
why
I mean,
that?
Well, because of the age, you know. I mean, the thing is that... Well, you know what? Let's not get into it because I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. But from where I'm sitting, that is definitely a big issue, you know.
But it's not a complaint. And here's the thing: is if you're honest, and I found this out about the radio. If you're honest about your journey and where you're at, you might have more people who relate to your situation than you realize.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's a beautiful thing. You have this great platform to be honest. I don't think we should look at it as complaining. I think we should look at it as being honest about the situation and your true feelings. I don't
think
it's
I'm
a complaint.
Saying.
I think it's just being honest.
Right.
That's
no, I
saying.
Am. But Jen just, you know, I don't think she likes to hear it.
No, I don't have any problems with it at
no,
all.
You just told me about the attitude and stuff, you know.
Well, I just meant like...
You're right.
It's like law of attraction, right? Like you get what you put out there.
No, I agree with you.
Right.
And that's
right.
why,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
and it's true because I'm not attracting anything right
And it's for your own psychology too. Like if you keep saying like nothing's going to happen, you get that in your head and it just replays and then you go home and it gives you less motivation to want to, you know, I mean, besides coronavirus, it gives you less motivation to want to go out or meet people or whatever it is, you know. But I think things can arise in any particular situation. And believe me, like the places I've worked, I've definitely seen lots of younger women with people like older guys for sure, you know.
I know. I mean, I see that quite a bit too. And I'm going, how did they do this? You know, I mean, it's gotta
be. You know, Sam, I truly believe something about myself. And that's so funny because we had this conversation. I had this conversation in one of my last interviews, and they were talking about aging in my industry at the time. And the truth of the matter is, as everyone gets older, I just want to do it with grace.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't. Like, look at Cher. Cher doesn't look 60. She's max 60. No one cares.
She's also got a great plastic surgeon.
Cher's not 60.
Oh my God.
She's got to be 70-something.
Yeah.
Cher's got to be
70-something. Give me the number, girl. Give me the number.
And Madonna.
Even
Madonna
said,
looks great.
But Madonna, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
She, I know.
Like,
she doesn't
feel
age
like
very
Cher
well.
Cher just, like, doesn't look any different. But Madonna, she just looks way different now. Just because she's done too much work to where it's, like, different face. Does it make
yeah.
sense?
Yeah. Totally.
Where Cher kind of just enhanced her own face.
But Madonna's body is pretty.
Madonna's look.
Yeah.
Yeah, Madonna's body is
rocking. Jennifer Lopez, too. That body will quit.
Oh, J-Lo.
You know?
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
J-Lo almost looks better now.
But listen, Sam.
You see, so these women, women that look like this.
I'm going to be on the block when I'm 50 and work a pole, okay, for my husband in my own room. I don't even have to do it for a Super Bowl. I just want to feel like I can work a pole at 50 like she can. And with my daughter on stage, like, you boss, just get out of my way, you boss. I love it. But look, Sam, I feel
But there's not a lot of women like Jennifer Lopez, you know?
No, man.
Okay.
No,
all
no,
right.
Not out there like that. I mean, that whole body, the whole thing is just like, boom.
Right.
But I will say, Sam, one thing that I think is very, like, helpful in the way of finding something is aging with grace means your priorities and your things change.
Right.
You know, you may be still trying to go out there and find someone at a bar. You ain't gonna find someone at a bar. You need to go and do like day trading groups. There might be some in LA. You could go meet a woman who has the same interest. Join a book club. Join something that's age appropriate, that makes you happy, fulfills you, and you'll find someone there.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
You least expect
it. Yourself.
Yeah, that's why I was looking at meetup and everything, but then the virus came, so... but, you know, hopefully we'll be able to.
Darn virus.
Yeah. But, you know, we'll start camping again soon. So it should be fun. You know?
Yeah.
And no,
and
I agree with you.
I honestly think, too, you know, like there are some networking things I know in L.A. and stuff like that that are great for the radio show and stuff like that. I know that there are other hosts out there and women who have friends. I just feel like if like because when I met my husband, I was kind of letting it be. I really wasn't in a hunting vibe, but my friend, I remember we got a gig at Playboy and we went to celebrate, and I took a bunch of my friends out, and my friend Siobhan, who's now my sister-in-law, came with me. I sat down and I had maybe one drink, and she's like, "Oh my God, you have to meet my brother." I was like, "Shut the hell up! Wow. I'm not trying to meet nobody's brother." No. And she said, you have to. I went to the bathroom. She texted him from my phone. I came back. She's like, "You're already talking to him." I'm like, "Do what?" he kept on talking to me, and I met up with him and I had lunch with him because he was just a great guy. I had dinner with him. Yeah. I sat down from this man. It makes me like tear up talking about it, but I sat across from him and I met the most amazing man in the entire world.
Wow.
And I've never been more in love in my entire life.
Wow.
But I will tell you, being open to just whatever really helped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That conversation I had with him, we were both on the same page and have been ever since we met. And that's just so amazing. And I know, Sammy.
Yeah.
I know. She's out there, and I'm going to help you find her.
Well, you found your soulmate, and I'm really happy for you. You know, I mean, you're finally at peace with yourself, with everybody else, and that's cool, you know. But Leah, we have to go.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we have to go. We talked way past the. We talked long enough. I mean, that's fine, and we invite you to call in every time you want to because we love you here, you know, and Jen will learn to love you too.
I love you guys.
Yes, I'm already
on
board.
I will make a plan. I will be down there soon to meet you as well.
Yes,
to
please.
Have lunch, have drinks. My sons are well where they can stay with their father now.
Exactly.
I will be down there very soon to see you and tell Casey.
Yeah, I will.
I'm going to be down there for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to be on the show and
all
everything
right, well,
will
I love
be great.
You guys. You guys have a good day.
You
I'll
too.
Talk to you
Thanks
soon,
for
okay?
calling. It's
okay,
been fun.
Okay, yeah. Take care,
okay,
my
bye-bye.
Friend. Bye.
Take care. Bye. She is like a fresh seltzer.
Right?
She's so bubbly.
I know. She's got so much energy. She's in her 30s, too, you know, so it's pretty good. I guess in your 30s, you still have a lot of energy.
I
mean,
yeah,
no
I still
question,
have a lot of energy,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just that, you know, I mean, the young people, my son just broke up with his girlfriend, right?
Mm.
Remote, long-distance relationship. And he finally broke it off and stuff. So, I mean, 2 days later, he's already banging this chick from Tinder that he had just connected with. I'm like, how does this work?
Rebound.
You know? No, but I mean, he's done it before where, like, Tinder, the girls there want to have sex just as much as the guys do.
Yeah, it's just,
you
it's
know?
A, it's a,
it's an anonymous almost,
mm-hmm.
anonymous sex, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've had plenty of friends who have said that they've gone on Tinder dates immediately right to the person's place,
right.
left with them, left, and they had to look on the app to see what their name was.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so wild to me. I would
right?
never just go to someone's house.
I know.
That's
you
like,
don't know them.
So dangerous to me. I'm like, let's meet in a public place.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of weird shit
Get
you have
to
back
know
in
each
your
other.
House. I know my track record of attracting weirdos. I'm not taking that leap.
Oh, well.
Just open their front door and it's suddenly like a weird dungeon.
Yeah. Huh?
That's exactly what would happen to me. I know it.
Yeah, you got to be careful in this world, man.
Yeah.
But I guess in their 20s, they don't really give a shit. You know,
yeah, I'm like, no wonder STDs are on the rise.
Yeah.
Like everyone just... And the thing is, people are also doing it unprotected.
Yeah.
That's true. That's the baffling part.
Yeah. And now with the virus too, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, have fun with your herpes, man. I'm just, you're ruining it for all of us,
yeah.
you know? Because there are some people who don't normally do the one night stand thing or the random hookup thing who do it once in a while. You know, and then they end up doing it with somebody who does it regularly, and then they catch something.
Good. Oh, you and your germs.
I know. I hate it. Did I ever tell you about the time I had chlamydia in my eye?
Really? My God.
My best friend said he had some kind of weird eye infection. So I go to his apartment, and he opens the door and he's holding a candle. It's completely pitch black, completely blackout in there. And he looks at me and his eyes are completely swollen and he blinks and he just drops of blood just drip down his tears.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, I was like, all right, sit down. I'm going to do all of your laundry. Don't touch anything. I'm like, take a shower, like whatever. I was very careful, but not careful enough. He went to the doctor and found out that it was chlamydia. He had let his friend, his neighbor, use his laptop, and his neighbor had an Airbnb guy staying at his apartment who used the laptop as well. Wow. That guy had chlamydia. My friend took his laptop back, used the laptop, got chlamydia in his eye, and then I got chlamydia in my eye.
Wow.
From cleaning his apartment, and then I gave chlamydia in my eye to my sister in her eye, and also a dude I had been hooking up with in his eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this could just pass like that.
Just
right?
Like that.
Not a sexual thing.
Not necessarily, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's gotta the be worst. Careful.
I know.
Well, I don't blame you.
I know.
I don't blame you for being paranoid about this.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to get chlamydia in my eye ever again.
Oh, my God. Blood coming out of his eye?
Like, tears were blood. Wow. It was like blood. It was something out of, like, a horror movie. I was
Oh, wow.
Horrifying.
Yeah. Well, teaches you don't borrow laptops.
Yeah, or just sanitize everything.
Yeah.
Sanitize everything.
Oh, well. All right, Jen.
All right.
Another show in the can.
Another one.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right? So
yeah.
We're going to be here?
Yep, tomorrow and Friday.
All right.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.